Today, Russia's parliament gave final approval to a massive overhaul of the country's welfare system. Many of the free social benefits, which have existed since Soviet times, will be canceled. Others will be replaced by cash payments. The changes have provoked confusion and worry among many Russians, as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Irina Vladimirovna is a retiree, so under the current system, she can use Moscow's subway for free. Irina's husband, Vitaly, as a disabled person, gets a 50% break on utilities and some free medicines. Irina is bewildered by the changes.
I have no idea what is going to happen. It's all unclear. There is very little information. They say they will cut this or compensate for that, but we don't know how.
Irina fears her husband will lose all his benefits in exchange for a single government handout of about $40 a month. In fact, he will retain part of his current discount on utilities, but not all of it. And out of the $40 payment, her husband will have to pay $10 a month for access to some formerly free medicines. The city of Moscow says senior citizens will continue to ride public transport for free, despite the withdrawal of federal help. However, poorer regions might not be able to foot the bill. Political analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov says the confusion is understandable because the Kremlin did a poor job of explaining the changes to the public.
What we are talking about is destruction of the socialist, communist, social welfare infrastructure for everybody. It is one of the most serious market reforms inside Russia, and none of those reforms is popular.
Which might explain the speed with which the bill was rammed through Parliament. Lawmakers were given just one day to study over 1,000 amendments to the final version. But since Parliament is stacked with loyalists to President Vladimir Putin, it passed overwhelmingly. The Kremlin says the old system was full of corruption and badly in need of reform, and argues the changes are a first step towards directing resources to those who really need government help. But detractors like nationalist legislator Mikhail Delyagin calls the sweeping welfare reforms social genocide.
Это не борьба с бедностью, это борьба с бедными.
Delyagin says this is not a battle with poverty, but a battle with the poor. Delyagin argues the partially indexed cash payments will not be enough to offset the loss in benefits. Polls show Russians opposed to these changes by roughly 2-1. 75-year-old taxi driver Vladimir Ivanov, a World War II vet, is typically mistrustful.
I'm against these cash payments. It's all a big sham. I don't believe anybody. I don't believe the government. They cheat us all the time.
Ivanov is one of many Russians convinced that they will never see the cash they're supposed to receive in compensation for the lost benefits. Despite that, street protests by opponents of the bill have been relatively small, but the complaints have reached the ears of bill sponsors, like pro-Kremlin lawmaker Andrei Isayev, who admits they underestimated public anger. Isayev says there's no doubt the role that public opinion and the media played were constructive in bringing changes to the bill. Political analysts say the Kremlin's assault on one of the last vestiges of the Soviet cradle-to-grave welfare system has helped lead to a modest decline in the popularity of President Vladimir Putin. But with Putin enjoying czar-like control over all the levers of Russia's government, he has little to worry about, at least for now. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.